I want to tell you about a new podcast called Amuse News. Publishing multiple days a week, Amuse News is your source for food news, interviews from around the food world, and more. On the show, we'll be engaging with food storytellers, from chefs to advocates to people working in the field, and many more. Find Amuse News wherever you get your podcasts. Amuse News is a destination for everyone who's looking for a new, insightful look into the world of food.
You're listening to Heritage Radio Network. HRN is food radio supported by you. Learn more at heritageradionetwork.org.
You find that however much we are there, the outside world, they don't know what we are facing. But if they are made aware, then they will be able to support. Like yesterday, I got some gentleman, and he was very interested in listening to what are the challenges we are facing there. He got my contact, and he was like, he's going to get back to me. And I think this is the starting point. I know I cannot be in position to convince everyone, but I know through networking, we shall be able to do something. Then also right now, we have created a network. We have the East African network. Okay, we have the Ugandan network. We have the East African network. We have the African network. Then the global network of indigenous people. So I believe if we always be sharing our issues through those networks, I think something can happen. Yeah.
Thank you so much. Is there anything else you want to share before we wrap up?
Okay, thank you very much. The other thing I want to share is now outside. I'm really very happy that I'm here, and I thank Slow Food for bringing me here, because this is my first time in Europe. I've never been here. And there we could, when we say, I'm going to America, I'm going to Italy, people are like, won't you die on the way? So I was really very happy boarding the plane for the first time. However, I faced also a little bit challenges. You know, our place is not all that developed. And I faced a challenge when I was in the airport at Istanbul. There were some steps, that moving step. when I came there, I thought maybe that is the design. When I stepped on it, I almost fell down. But of course, as time went on, I kept on also knowing that, this is moving. So when you stand there, you need to time. Then when you are getting off from there also, you need to time. So I'm really very happy. Then I've also come to realize that foods are different. When you come this side, foods are very different. They are not like ours. Yeah, so I'm really very happy about that. Yeah.
Thank you so much. It's been incredible to talk from you and learn from you. Yeah. Thank you to everyone for listening. You can listen to more of Heritage Radio Network On Tour's coverage of Terra Madre and other food events around the globe wherever you get your podcasts. A huge thank you to Slow Food and the Italian Trade Agency for hosting me at Terra Madre. Heritage Radio Network On Tour is a production of Heritage Radio Network, the world's pioneer food radio station. Learn more at heritageradionetwork.org and follow us at heritage_radio.
Thanks for listening to Heritage Radio Network, food radio supported by you. Keep in touch at heritageradionetwork.org/subscribe. HRN On Tour is powered by Simplecast. This episode of HRN On Tour was produced in part by generous funding from the Julia Child Foundation.
Hey everybody, I'm Nick Layton.
And I'm Leah Bonema.
And we're the hosts of Were You Raised by Wolves?
Each week we try to make the world a kinder, nicer place.
Well, that's the idea at least.
I mean, we try.
Have you ever wondered what to do if you're ghosted?
Or what to do when a friend asks you to borrow money?
Or the proper way to eat Cheetos?
You know, the big questions.
So please find Were You Raised by Wolves wherever you listen.